his jump and then, okay, what am I going to do?
Right.
Pass.
Right. It wasn't like jump, I see a guy, but I better jump to get it to
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
It was like, let me jump and then I hope there's a guy.
So. Well, and you know, we referenced what we talked about last week on the show, you know, your grading system for shots, the 1 through 5. I think we did give JoJo a minus one on one shot, but
yeah.
Fun with it.
Yeah, well, that system is actually, we're educating them right now. We're actually just showing them the scales and teaching them how do we score a 0 through 5 and so on and so forth. We kind of have it in place, but we haven't really drilled them on it yet, and the sample size didn't begin
sure.
until Wednesday or until last Friday. So when you had the shots selection that we had on Saturday, now we got a bigger sample size to work with of bad shots, that's for sure. But we'll get them there.
Robert, we were talking about while you were being awfully quiet over there. we were talking about point guard play and watching Jovan and Jalen beginning to get maybe a little bit more comfortable,
right?
Beginning
right.
to understand some of the things they need to do.
Well, and that's the thing about the point guard position is, as a coach, I'm sitting watching the game last night, and I'm going, I know Coach is about to tear his hair out over there, you know, with the bad decisions. And like you said, I don't think these are a selfish bunch of guys. I just mm-hmm. think that they feel that they have to do it themselves instead of letting the system, you know, work a little bit.
And they're confident, too.
Exactly.
You know, so sometimes
exactly.
they think they can make a tough shot, which JoJo did. Mm-hmm. I mean, JoJo's three was probably it was a bad shot. Well, wait, how much time was left when he took that one?
Three seconds.
It was
three
or four seconds. So technically it was bad because of the proximity to the rim.
Right.
But it's a confident shot for a guy to take, and he's, you know, and he takes and makes those, and has in his career. Jalen had another big
right.
one that
big
I think within the flow of the offense, you know, not bad, but still, those are deep shots that I feel like you shoot at a higher percentage if you're closer to the three-point line. Mm-hmm. So we're still teaching that, too.
Well, and give them credit for recognizing that shot needed to be taken at that time.
At that time.
No
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
Especially with me yelling, take the shot! That's a good motivator right there.
When coach tells you take the shot, you take the yeah. shot. Well, the guy who got the Rebels started last night, as he has done, you know, I'll say so often in this very brief start to the season.
Mr. Consistent.
Chris Jones. Christian Jones, that 14 to 16-foot jump shot, that little teardrop he throws up there, he's got a great touch for a big man, and it's such an effective weapon.
And that's why I was telling people earlier in the year that I think his natural position is the four. And now you put him in pick-and-pop situations, mm-hmm. and then but you can get some mismatches and also take some guys off the bounce, which he hasn't had a chance to show as much because we've been playing him predominantly at the five. But he does have that capability from that high post area, 15 to 16, and rip, you know, one, two dribbles. But so I think sliding, and we'll probably segue into those other guys right now, but sliding Shekna and Dwayne into the lineup gave him an opportunity for a few reps out there, mm-hmm. and he knocked them down.
You know how I work. Yeah, it was fun watching Chris Jones.
Well, the thing I like about him, and like I told you last night, he is the consistent one right now. And I said Clyburn was too until he got hurt, but Christian seems to settle the team down when things are kind of a little loose. Or
yeah, he's got that demeanor as
right,
well.
Right.
Too. Not only by settling him down by making a shot, but he's kind of like a rock, you
right.
know.
He's a grown man.
Yeah, he is. He really
I mean,
is.
You know.
Yeah, there's no question. The other thing, though, I better mention now before it slips on my mind, when Rob mentioned Chris Clyburn,
yeah.
he was limping and gimpy, uh-huh. but it wasn't because of the knee.
Oh, okay.
He got kneed in the hip. Which I didn't even know. I thought it was still his knee,
uh-huh.
so I was like, get him out of there.
Right.
He's not ready. We need to rest him, you know. But it turns out he was trying to push through a bruise. It was just a deep bruise, but it really obviously affected his ability to get up and down the court and run the lanes, both offensively and defensively. Yeah. So we got him some pretty good treatment today, tomorrow.
Good.
He should be good to go for Saturday.
That is really good news.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, fans, remember that you can score some extra points with your team. Stop by Firehouse Subs at UNLV and load up on meaty, cheesy, cheesy firehouse subs. Before the game, serve steaming hot and piled high on toasted private recipe sub rolls. Nobody beats their roster. One bite and you're hooked. Firehouse subs at UNLV on Maryland Parkway, one block north of Tropicana. Take a break, come back, and we will talk about the two Rebels who made their season debuts last night. The big men, Dwayne Morgan and Shekna Dembele. We are at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. They leave Williams open for a three, and he missed it. Jones flies in for the rebound. Up ahead, Cliver. Cliver, cross court to Green. Green slam, dunk!
You're tuned into the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. Alongside the coach, here's Robert Smith and John Sandler.
Back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, John Sandler, Robert Smith, head coach Marvin Menzies enjoying the fair here at Bailiwick, this beautiful establishment inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Talking run Rebel basketball as the Rebels coming off their win over UC Riverside yesterday and getting ready for Cal State Fullerton at the Thomas and Mack on Saturday night. We were talking about Chris Jones and his steadying influence, getting the Rebels off to a great start in the game. And then, Coach, you had an opportunity to get two guys in, Dwayne Morgan, one of the only three returners, and the guy who had the most experience coming back as a runner Rebel, got in the game and immediately knocked down against that 2-3 zone two really nice short corner jumpers on that right side, and that was both a good and a bad thing because he got excited about shooting the basketball after that. We've seen that from Dwayne before.
Oh, no, he was Steve Kerr after that. he was going to get it up. Right? Yeah. There was no question about that.
I actually didn't know that the ball actually rested in his hands. I actually thought he was volleyballing it to the basket after that.
You know, he was excited. I knew he was going to be emotional. He's such a passionate. Oh, I love that kid. I tell you what, he is a joy to be around. And he has actually been shooting it really well because of the injury. You know, he's got a lot of set shots, form shooting. We do need to get his extension out fully. He still stops his arm there. But his follow-through is pretty good and consistent. He's flicking the ball well and getting a nice gooseneck on the shot. But after he made the first couple, I kind of looked over to my guy and said, okay, that's good and bad.
Robert and I said the exact same thing because we've seen it.
When he started stepping back a few times, I'm like, okay, I like you being aggressive, but that's too aggressive.
Right. Now, the thing is, if he knocks one of those down, he only shot 2 threes.
Right.
But if he knocks one of those down, then you go, okay, it was a really good night. It's all about makes and misses and wins and losses, man, at the end of the day. You know, but I want him to have confidence to take open shots, but it's time and score and things like that. And a couple of those threes, they weren't in rhythm and tempo, and they weren't, they were early in the shot clock. And like I said, if he's shooting it well in practice and you're putting in the work, then I want you to be able to take and make those shots. But obviously, he's got other things he needs to do first to help the team win, and that's we'll get his order of priorities together as it unfolds.
And that leads into what I want to talk about is his role on this team, because freshman, obviously he's a freshman, and he came in as part of a pretty
Shekna.
I'm talking about Dwayne.
Oh, okay.
Talking
about
Dwayne. We'll get to Shekna in a moment.
Okay.
But came in as part of a pretty heralded recruiting class.
Gotcha.
And you know, didn't have a major role last year again. You know, he was a complimentary player, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
This year, his role is entirely different. His role is significantly more important, and we hope, because he's a talented player.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of adjustment are you looking for him to make, kind of mentally and emotionally, to kind of grow into that role? He's got to grow up a little bit as a player, correct?
You know what he does, but he's – when kids have bought in, I remember – I'm going to – digress here for a minute. I remember meeting with Doc Rivers one time, and we were at a clinic, and we were talking in between sessions, and Doc was, you know, I was asking him about the championship team when they had the big three there. Paul and Pierce and Ray Allen and Garnett. And I said, you know, Coach, what did you do, or how did you get those guys to get that buy-in, you know, so early in his tenure?
Right.
And he just did some special things. Took him on got a boat, and you know that's I forget the name of the course, but whatever river they were on, and so they're talking and they're hanging out on this little stream, river, whatever it is. And he goes, "Hey guys, you know what this path is?" And he goes, "This is where the championship parade goes down this path." And he talked about how he developed a relationship with those guys.
Right.
And he explained to them, if they don't buy in, then the rest of the team's not going to buy in. Mm-hmm. And he just he elaborated on that. And it's interesting because when I got the job, as you guys know, Dwayne was out the door,
yep.
1 foot out the door, I
right.
should say, and stepped back in. And that day, he bought into what we were presenting to him. And he hasn't you know, stepped off track once.
Great.
So I think, to get back to long answer to a short question, is as long as he's staying receptive to the knowledge and experience that we have to share, mm-hmm. he'll be fine. He's going to take bad shots.
Right.
He's
going to
make a defensive error. He's going to foul somebody when he shouldn't foul. I mean, you know, that's basketball. The question is he going to continually get better because he believes in us? He believes in the staff.
Right.
And I think he does. I know he does. And we just need to make sure that he continues in that direction, and he'll have a fantastic career here and beyond.
And Robert and I have talked about that sort of in general, that we've been so impressed watching you and your staff work in practice and talking and understanding how much knowledge, and we've talked about it before, mm-hmm, the quality of the staff that you were able to recruit. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about how that was the most important recruiting job you've done to this point. But if the guys understand that you guys do know what you're talking about and are able to absorb and apply the lessons that you teach them.
Right.
The chances for success this season go up significantly.
They do. Right. They do, because we'll get better. I mean, we'll get better. And that's, at the end of the day, if we're going to compete, we've got to have some guys that have great chemistry and full buy-in.
Right.
The rest of the talent is going to be maximized if we have that. And then we win as many as we can win. And, you know, you look back at the end of the season and you go, okay, that was a good year.
Right.
We enjoyed coaching the kids. You know, no, we didn't go to the Final Four, but you know what? The result that we had was pretty positive.
That's right.
And then we go from there.
Well, perfect example, Jalen Poyser came out the game one time, and I think he had taken a bad shot or made a bad decision on the court, and he kind of walked off, and you said something to him, and he was going to go down to the end of the bench, and coaches called him back. It's very important, you know, when you get into a kid's ear right when he comes off the court, especially if he's thinking
100%.
Differently, you know.
Yeah.
And I've seen it before. I've seen guys walk off and, you know, they got something else on their mind and they're going down there, you know, MF and maybe the whole world. But I think.
Let me know if you see that.
No, but
I've got a plan for that too.
No, but you know, what I've been impressed with so far is, you know, the approach that you guys take when they come off the court to
right.
sit down and talk with them. Maybe it's one coach, maybe, you know, it's two or three coaches giving their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And now that kind of takes away, you know, it's like a buffer for the kids, because now they're thinking, okay, that's what we want, instead of thinking, well, I think what I did was right. And you know how kids get to that point and they'll start believing that.
It's the adrenaline.
Exactly.
It's the emotion, you know.
Yep.
There's so many intangibles, you know, that go on through the course of the game that you can't absolutely control each one.
Right.
But if you have a way of coaching in practice, you usually can get the results you want during the game. And so, because you're going to have game slippage as far as the X and O's and, you know, the basketball stuff. But as far as the culture that you lay out, you know, with the new staff and so forth, we're all in, and we're excited. We're excited. This is going to be a fun journey.
Well, we're going to take a shrimp break. If you're struggling with hip, knee, or shoulder problems, then you need experienced surgeons, Dr. Michael Crivetti or Dr. Fred Balduini at Crivetti Orthopedics to get you back in your game. Visit ICanAgain.com today. Back with more of the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Back to Jalen Poyser. Very long three, and he hit it.
I knew he was going to shoot that one, because the other two, he really thought about it. He's like, if it comes back, it's gone.
Welcome back to the Marvin Menzies Show, presented by Findlay Toyota. Here again with the coach, Robert Smith, and John Sandler.
Back inside Bailiwick here at the Orleans Hotel Casino, talking Runner Rebel basketball. Big three there from Jovan Mooring, one of two huge threes hit late in the game when the Rebels were able to pull away from a tough UC Riverside squad and win the game 74-62, getting ready for Fullerton, Cal State Fullerton, here on Saturday night. Talking about, with Coach Menzies, with Robert Smith, talking about the Runner Rebels, and we talked a little bit about Dwayne Morgan. The other guy we got a chance to see, and the fans got to see, and I think everybody is really excited about, is Shekne Dembele getting into the game last night and showing a little bit of what he's going to bring to the Runner Rebels.
I'm going to throw you the assist here, Robert.
All right.
Give me your first impressions of Shek.
Well, at first, to me, I thought he was trying to feel his way through. Mm-hmm. But once he got on a little roll, I like his body. I like the size and everything. But once he started getting going, he hit that first shot. It seemed like he settled in and was ready to go. And I just like defensively the things that he does as
changes,
well.
Changes the perception for those ball handlers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You notice they got really good at dribble penetration when he was out.
That's
exactly
when
he
wasn't in there.
Shek was he's just a joy to coach. If you haven't heard me comment about him as a person yet, when you guys get a chance to meet him, boy, I tell you what, he's a special human being.
Is that right?
I'm a strong believer that he will play in the NBA one day.
Yeah.
I also think that he's going to have a great career here in Vegas, and I'm just really, really blessed to have him on our team. With that being said, I think basketball-wise, last night was a great snippet of things to come. We keep track, as you know, Robert and John, we keep track of plus-minus points.
Right.
So, in other words, whenever you're in the game, whatever that score was when you went in and when you came out, just as a general a statistic, we go, okay, was he +2, +4, whatever. I don't know how many minutes he played.
7 minutes.
Say 7 minutes, he was +12.
What?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he was +12.
That's not bad at all.
He had 4 points, 3 rebounds in 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they didn't score. That was the most important thing.
Right.
He his defensive presence was very, very good. Got a nice block shot.
And a steal.
Just showed some people that, when he's playing well, and they haven't even seen that yet.
No.
he's special. So it'll be good to get him some more minutes on Saturday. He was a little sore, so we shut him down as expected. And Dwayne got a little sore, so we shut him down. But both those guys should be ready to roll on Saturday.
Well, going into the game, were you thinking of limiting their minutes?
Absolutely, 100%. Did not plan on playing Dwayne. What did we play Dwayne, 14?
Dwayne played 14 minutes, yeah.
Our plan was to play him 10 and play Shek maybe 6 to 8.
Okay.
What did we do on Shek?
7 for Shek.
Okay.
Yeah. Right on the money.
Yeah, we did good with him, and then had the game. Had they not got back into it.
Right.
We might have been to keep Dwayne right at the 10. That didn't work out. But, at the end of the day, they both came out of the game with some confidence. And a little bit of got those, first time jitters out of the way. And I think, they needed to, a little apprehension because of injuries, they needed to know that they could go in there and play full contact against another competitor, and they both did that.
I was impressed. I mean, Shekna's defense is instinctive. You can see that he understands how to play defense just innately. I was impressed with the fact that he was able to post up, catch the ball in the post, and do some things. Because so many, especially back to the basket, many guys these days just cannot play with their back to the basket because you can't make a three with your back to the basket.
Right.
And you can't drive for a tomahawk dunk with your back to the basket. But Shekne looks like he's beginning to develop a bit of a post game.
Yeah, he is. He understands where his bread's going to be buttered down the road. Yes, he could shoot it. He could face up. But he's also being trained at that position. He was already started to be trained at. He didn't start playing basketball till late in life anyway. So, he was obviously a big boy, and that's where his initial lessons came from Molly. So now he's in a position where he can start to get a higher level of nutrition and his meal plan and his strength and conditioning and those kinds of things enable him to physically just hopefully be dominant down the road. I mean, he's already got a great God-given body.
Yeah, he does.
I'd like to think that we're responsible for that, but he looked like that when I recruited him. So I'll take credit, though, down the road.
You should. But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We had a question on our Twitter line about Shekne, asking about his role this year. Other than rim protector and post offense and everything else, what do you foresee for Shekne as a freshman?
I think those two things are important, obviously, but I do feel like his physical presence is probably going to be secondary, to be quite honest with you. His leadership by example for a non I was going to say non-speaking, but English is not his primary language.
Right.
Okay. So he's still getting better and better at his English. Very high aptitude, very high IQ. But, man, he leads by example every single day.
I hear his work ethic is incredible.
Oh, man. I thought I worked hard. This dude, he is like another – he's a beast.
For Rebel fans, I've heard they've likened his work ethic to Joel Anthony. When Joel
very similar.
Is
very
that right?
When I was here, when Joel was here, that's a great example. I had not thought about it. Actually, I talked to Joel last week, too. He told me to tell you hello. but he Joel was a – whew, man, yeah. he was a workhorse. And, and another great kid. Kind of, Joel was a little more stoic in his personality, a little more cerebral, where Shaq is, you know, yes, coach, and just whatever you want, man. You talking about the old adage, what, run through a wall for you?
Right.
I will not ask him to run through a wall.
Thank you.
Barring any injury, potential more injuries, because he will.
Well, he was fun to watch last night, and I think among the things Rebel fans should be excited about, watching the growth and development and the progress of Shekna Dembele this year, I think is right at the top of that list. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt about it.
Hey, we're going to take another break. We'll come back with more Boyd Gaming, all about rodeo, NASCAR, and entertainment. Visit BoydEvents.com. They are our hosts here at the Orleans Hotel Casino. We are at Bailiwick, the beautiful new gastropub inside the Orleans, and you are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Thames comes left side, almost lost the ball, picks up the dribble, throws it back out top to Thomas. Thomas lobs underneath to Larson. Larson working on Jones, gets inside. Jones blocks it from behind and takes it away. What a play by Chris Jones.
You're tuned into the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. Alongside the coach, here's Robert Smith and John Sandler.
Inside Bailiwick here at the Orleans Hotel Casino. This place is beautiful. You guys got to come down and check it out. It really is nice. And the kitchen's open. The bar's open.
It's jumping tonight.
Yeah, it is. And,
I love this spot.
It is terrific. You need to come check it out. Talking Runner Rebel basketball, John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies. Before we move off of Shekna Dembele, there was a moment of a little bit of humor last night in the game when Shekna had played an extended period of time, at least for him. He was done.
He was
as my wife would say, he was on W walking. he was on fumes, and he wanted to come out of the game so bad.
I saw him look over to the bench, and he was like, hey, I thought he was going to do one of these.
Yeah, he was giving me the timeout signal.
You had about 11 guys lined up ready to come in the game, and you couldn't get a whistle. And finally, you had to call a timeout. Robert and I were laughing on the air, saying, well, there's a substitution timeout.
Yeah, exactly. I keep playing.
Actually we called it an oxygen timeout. Right, right. So he could get some.
Yeah, he was pretty winded. But that was good to see. You know, I told those guys, I said, one of my rules, so you guys know as well, going forward, I have a rule. If you pull yourself out of the game because you fall below 95-94% of your maximum ability to run or whatever, and you pull yourself out, then I'll get you back in. If you're one of the rotation guys, right? So I'll get you back in as soon as you're rested. And that way we keep fresh legs the whole time.
Yep.
Well, they still... It's only happened twice in the four games we've had, exhibition and non-conference. So they still don't understand the level of energy they need to exert.
Right.
But see, that was another example of his leadership by listening.
Example, that's right.
You know, there was only two guys, Uche and Shaq, in the four games we had in Thompson Mac that have done that to this time.
Yep.
And so that's we'll get them there. We'll get them there.
Well, it's a sign of his leadership or just pure desperation.
Right.
Because he wanted
He's
out.
Listening. He's listening.
That's right.
Well, we talked about it. I mean, the poor kid, he hadn't had the chance to get his wind,
no
to get
question.
His legs in practice because of the injury.
Right. And that's real games. The real game is so different than practice when it comes to, you know, if you get a period of time, 2-3 minutes, where there's no whistle, I mean, you know. What is the 800 meters is what, 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, minute 44 record.
Well, no, that's world record, right?
So, 2 minutes, yeah.
So if you're a if you're a really good athlete, you can do a 2-0 something, right? So, I mean, think about that. You know, that's just 2 minutes.
And that's running an 800 with a 6'8 guy pushing you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's right. You get nonstop, man, and that cut and sprinting, stop and pumping. Sprint. Yeah, no, it's a different deal.
You mentioned Uche, and this is a guy the Rebels are going to need as the year goes along. And we've seen it time and time again with transfers.
Right.
Guys who come in and it just takes a little while for them to get comfortable, for them to understand their role. It's a new situation.
Understanding the system.
Exactly. And just stop trying to do everything all at once.
Right. Well, I'm glad you guys see it. Can you come to practice tomorrow, by the way? That would be great. Sometimes you got to hear from more than your dad.
Exactly.
You know, it's one of those lessons that, you know, your coach is telling you this, your coach is telling you this, and then they go pay $500 at a clinic.
Right.
The guy says the exact same thing, and they come back.
Oh.
Man, this was the best clinic in the world.
No, hey, coach, so-and-so said, well, we've been telling you that every day, and you listen to him.
Well, you feel free to use the, you know, hey, if the dumb radio guys can see it, maybe you need to.
Yeah, exactly. Tell them.
I will tell you that he's going to be fine. He's bought in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of the guys that he knows that some of the challenges he's having right now on the court are simply an adjustment period.
Right.
And I'm fully confident that he will be able to help us, hopefully sooner than later. But but it's going to come. It's going to come. He's another guy that gets in, watches film, learns, and believes in us.
And buying in. We talked about it. Trust. All those things take time.
Yep.
Take a little bit of faith.
No doubt.
And some success.
That's right.
And hopefully the success the Rebels displayed and had last night on the court will lead to that picking up. We're going to take another break, and then we're going to talk about another kid, because I am so impressed with how quickly Ben Coupet has got it.
Coupe.
Coupe.
Well, he doesn't
Coupet.
Use the T.
It's French.
Yeah, it's Coupe.
All right.
Well,
I'm getting conflicting conflicting pronunciations.
Wait. Let me call his dad. He's in town.
Call Mr. Coupe.
I will. And if he says, it doesn't matter, then you call him whatever the heck you want.
That's old Ben.
You ever seen his dad?
That's old Ben.
That's the only one I'm worried about.
All right.
We'll get Mr. Coupet, and we'll talk about him in just a minute. Fans, MGM Resorts International is proud to sponsor the Teacher of the Game and Awards program designed to honor outstanding Clark County school teachers, a longtime supporter of public education. MGM Resorts congratulates this year's honorees and wishes the Runner Rebels a winning season. Back with more Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Green to the basket, slam dunk.
Nice.
Welcome back to the Marvin Menzies Show, presented by Findlay Toyota. Here again with the coach, Robert Smith, and John Sandler.
Back here inside Bailiwick, beautiful new gastropub here at the Orleans Hotel Casino. Really an absolutely gorgeous spot. Come check it out. No show next week for Thanksgiving, but the week after we will update you on the schedule. As the Rebels get ready for Cal State Fullerton at the Thomas & Mack on Saturday night, 7 o'clock tip will be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. Talking about Ben Coupe, the outstanding young player for the Rebels. Coupe.
C'est vrai.
You know, came out of Chicago, one of the kids you were able to sign kind of late in the recruiting process.
Mm-hmm.
Came in with a reputation for being pretty good defensively, kind of raw offensively, athletic. But boy, of all the freshmen, he's kind of gotten it maybe as quickly as anybody.
He had a good game.
Oh, okay.
Let's keep it real. He had a good game.
See, you see him every day. We see him
I'll just give John a hard time. He actually has been very good at practice. That's why he got the opportunity to get some minutes. He's competed and stayed steady with his level of intensity in practice and had a chance to sneak in there. And then he played well, so he got more minutes.
Right.
You know, you got to earn it. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of our guys have had the lesson where, okay, guys, here's the deal. Everybody's got a clean slate, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
They don't always buy into that.
Right.
Sometimes they feel a little entitled for whatever reason. They're looking at a guy playing going, Jalen gets a turnover. Shoot, I can play better than that.
Right.
Yeah, well, we have a body of work called practice.
Right.
That we use as a measuring stick.
Exactly.
And we actually keep stats and film. So you know, your opinion doesn't really matter unless you have some girth behind it.
Well, and a lot of people have problems with that. They don't understand, you know, you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you take all that and put it together and decide Friday.
Right.
You know,
I love when people say he's a gamer.
Yeah.
Like, boy, I tell you what, he can't make a shot in practice, but boy, is he a gamer. I tell you, you get him in the game, coach. I said, well, see, there's a problem.
Right.
That's the problem. I actually have to feed my family. That's, you know, if I didn't have to feed my family, I'm rolling with you, bro. Let's give him a shot. Maybe he is a gamer. I don't know. But Andre, Adrian, and Terry got to eat.
Not everybody's Allen Iverson, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Practice.
You talking about practice?
No, but I say that in halfway in jest because all the guys are they're really good. They get it. And, you know, I have had a kid or two, I won't tell you who, that's come in and said, what else can I do, coach? What, you know, I said, well, what else are you doing? Yeah, we got 20 hours. What else are you doing?
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
We got 24 access. What else are you doing? You know, so, you know, after the games, are you watching film? Are you getting in? Are you tugging us saying, hey, let's do this and that? And we meet with the guys on our own as well. But it's the extra. You know, at the bottom of a pot of gumbo, it's called that lanyap. I don't know if you know about that, but you got to go and get that lanyap.
That's right.
So I got to ask them, what's your lanyap? They look at me like I'm crazy. I got to explain what gumbo is. It's a long story, but you get the gist of it. The bottom line is, are you doing that little extra?
Yep.
You know, and
that makes
a difference. You ain't gonna make a gumbo like
no,
me. Bro.
No, we're gonna have a gumbo off.
Please.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We don't even want to talk about this, guys. Right now. I'll tell you right now. My wife is from New Orleans. He does not want to have a cook-off with me.
I didn't say I would cook off against your wife.
All right, man. Well, what's your roux? What do you do with your roux? Let me explain your roux real quick. Just tell me, roux, how do you cook your roux?
How do you cook a roux? You heat the oil. Are we really going to talk about that?
No. Well, if you're going to get to lanyap, you got to start with a roux.
You got to heat your oil. You add your flour. You start stirring your flour. You constantly stir your flour until it starts to caramelize, get a little brown, and then it's just depending on how rich and how brown you want the flour.
Okay. You know what? At least he knew what roux was.
That's right.
You don't have any idea. You have no idea. Anyway, let's get back to basketball. When the kids, you said something there about the kids coming in and say, what can I do? What can I do?
Right.
That's a lot better than kids coming in and complaining.
You know what? They know that they need to find a new place to play if that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
So, like, they know that from day one. Like, this is what I do and this is how I do it, and it's been working, and I'm not changing it. It's about family. It's about chemistry.
That's right.
It's about your teammates. So if you guys don't figure that out, and if you're coming here for – you know, your own agenda, then let me help you find another spot. I told them that from day one, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's interesting. Off air, you know, Robert and I were talking about George's response.
Oh, yeah.
Elaborate on that for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm always looking at the little things of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, George didn't play. And I'm watching him come over. He's running over to Dembele because he played really well during the stretch, and he gave him a high five, two hand high five. And to me, that gives a kid a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know most kids are sitting on the bench wondering, well, I didn't play. How come I'm not in the game? Or I think I can do better than what he's doing. And to see a kid do that, that means a lot to me.
Right. Well, you've been on teams. You understand.
Right.
And you came up in there where team really was what the coach is.
Right.
I mean, Willie West was all about team,
all about
you know,
team.
Your high school coach. So, and that's the era that I, you know, grew up coaching in.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about George. Interesting side note, George's parents are in town from Serbia. And so they came into the office today. And the whole time we talked about his academics. We talked about Tammy and I possibly going to Montenegro and Monaco next year and visiting them.
Yeah, right.
But we never talked about one minute of basketball with their son.
That's great.
And that's what it's all about. And I tell every recruit, we were not – I think I mentioned this to you before.
Yeah.
Speaking of recruits, I wanted to talk about Jaden in a minute,
we'll
too.
Yes, we'll get to him, yeah.
But I always tell them, listen, after your son commits, we can talk about his academics, his social life, any – you know, challenges he may be going through,
right.
But we're not going to talk about basketball.
I agree.
It just is not going to happen.
No.
And if that's what you are in need of, then again, this is not the right school for you.
Mm-hmm.
So And I'm not saying that to say, hey, I'm this old school hard guy. You know what I mean? It's just, but you have to have a certain set of principles
that's
that
right.
you know that work towards having a family, towards having some chemistry, towards having some unity
right.
and synergy between the guys. And that starts at the top with me. So it's interesting that you observe that. And I know that that's who that kid is.
Yep.
You know, he's getting up extra shots as a result of not playing because he knows, mm-hmm.
yeah.
man, I got to work harder.
He comes out after every game we're doing the wrap-up
right.
show, and he's putting up extra shots
yeah.
On the floor. We're going to talk about
Jaden Green.
And just to finish that up, I mean, you say that you have the system and that you've been using it. I mean, last night was your first win as Runner Rebel head coach. It wasn't your first win as a head coach.
No.
People got to remember that. You've been doing that for a little while and have had some success.
I tell you what, I felt like it was last night. The way the people were, it was like, that was your first win, your first win. Yeah, I got 199.
That's right. Count those.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk about the first commitment the Rebels have received in the new recruiting class and their next opponent, Cal State Fullerton, in our final segment. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, our final segment is the Runner Rebels get ready for Fullerton on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Thomas & Mack. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies. And coach, not only did you get the first win, but you broke the seal on the 2017 recruiting class.
We did. Very, very excited. You know, we sent out, you know, how you give them a quote and you
right.
talk about
right.
the release of the new kid, right? So, quick story. The guy's name is Jaden Green. Wonderful, wonderful family. Just an amazing group of people. And we had a chance to visit with them and spend some time. Andre LaFleur was the point person on this. They're originally from Australia,
uh-huh.
where Andre played for years and years. So what ended up happening was we had we got in there a little late, but he was looking, he had some offers. And was kind of holding off till he found a place that he just really felt that chemistry.
Right.
And so when I looked at him on film and saw, you know, his talent, his athleticism, his versatility, mm-hmm. could play multiple positions. And then I met him in person. And when you talk to him, he looks you in the eye and, you know, all the good stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All the good stuff. He's got all the good stuff, all the right stuff, you know. And I was like, man, I want to coach this kid, you know. So we offered, and I honestly thought it might go until the late period.
Mm-hmm.
We were fortunate that he felt the way I did for him. He
right.
felt about
right.
us, and he was at the loss. He was there at the game with his family and wasn't able to see us get a W, but saw opportunity and saw where he could fit in. He liked the way we coached him. You talk about the sideline demeanor
right,
and the
right.
coaching staff and the system and so forth. So we're really, really blessed to have been able to have, you know, add him to the family.
Okay.
And just reading the few things about him, great academics,
very
solid
good.
Kid,
3.9,
and going to be a great addition to this team. That's next year.
Yep.
Tomorrow, practice Saturday.
Right.
The Titans of Cal State Fullerton, who bring a team in. That's got some experience and has a backcourt. They like to put the ball on the floor and get to the rim.
He had to remember the Titans.
That is right.
Remember the Titans. There you go.
I'm sorry, I couldn't pass that.
That was too easy.
they do have that. They got a couple guys that can really bounce it. They're very good at their penetration. They've got two guys that really kind of take the bulk of the shots or have taken up, but they have a lot of new pieces that are trying to find their way. You know, I mentored a lot of coaches in the business, a lot of younger guys that, you know, I've been able to help along their coaching paths, and Dietrich Taylor, the head coach at Fullerton, is one of my guys, and Justin Hudson, and Tony Bland, and the list goes on. I've got a little shrub compared to Coach Patino's tree. I got a little shrub. So I'm trying to water my shrub. I told him he doesn't get any water when he comes in here on Saturday.
That's right. Yeah,
he could grow bigger and better afterwards.
Exactly, 100%. But, he's doing a great job. He's in his fourth year now. And Dietrich has some young guys he's really excited about, and he thinks that he's got a chance to be really, really competitive this year.
That's great.
What do you want to see from your team, forgetting about the fact that Garden guys off the bounce is going to be critical? What do you want to see from your team coming off the win into this game on Saturday?
I think the toughest thing that takes a little time, but I do want to see us improve on it. The first thing is decision-making. You know, we got to do better there, and then we have to do a much better job still with limiting second-chance points.
Well, we'll see if they can get it done. That's Saturday night at the Thomas & Mack, a 7 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. That's going to do it for us. We are going to thank everybody here at Bailiwick. Thanks to Nick for engineering alongside. Thanks to Randy for engineering back in our IMG Network studios. For Robert, for Coach Menzies, this is John Sandler saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday night at the Thomas & Mack. Have a great evening, everybody.
You've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. Tune in each week for more insight into your running Rebels. The Marvin Menzies Show is also brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located at the 215 in South Rainbow, MGM Resorts International, a proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, and teacher of the game, Findlay Acura, the new definition of luxury. NV Energy, proud sponsor of the Governor's Series, because we're fans too. And by Findlay Volkswagen Henderson and Findlay North Volkswagen Centennial Hills. The Marvin Menzies Show is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.